This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. We're learning Masechta Ksubas Daf Yutes. And the Gemara had a question. Why are Edom not believed to say that they signed on a shtar because their life was on the line? Rameir is of the opinion that even if Edom say, Anusim Hayinu Machmas Afashais, Einam Ne'amanim. The Gemara says, why? Reb Chizda says that Rameir holds Edom that we tell them to sign falsely and don't be killed, they have to give up their life and not sign falsely. Meaning, it seems like Edom are required to give up their life, not to sign falsely. To which Rava asks Reb Chizda, if the Edom would come and ask us what they should do, we would tell them sign and don't be killed, because there's a well-known dictum that nothing stands in the face of Bikuach Nefesh except for Avodah Zarah, Gila Ra'as, and Shvichas Damim. So now that they signed, we're going to ask them, why do you sign? In other words, what's the Gemara's Havamina, what's the Gemara's Maska? The Havamina seems to say that Edom are required to give up their life and not sign falsely. And the answer is no. If they would ask us what to do, we would tell them to sign falsely. Well, the question then is, what was the Havamina? Did Reb Chizda really think that Edom are supposed to sign, are supposed to give up their life and not to sign a document falsely? Reb Chizda didn't know there are only three things that a person doesn't have to give up their life for. Isn't it obvious? Doesn't everybody know that you only have to give up your life for three things and not more? So there's a Rajba over here. Let me pull it up. The Rajba addresses the Gemara's Havamina. Okay, the Rajba says, "Ksaver Amer Edim Shamru Lahem Chasmu Sheker Vim Lav Tarogu Yarogu Veal Yachtamu Sheker." Perush says the Rajba, "Lav Mi Dina Kamer." The Gemara wasn't saying a halacha that Edim are required to sign, are required to give up their life and not sign falsely. Ela Midas Chasidus Shanukan. This is just a saintly practice. Now, if it's a saintly practice, why are an Edom believed to say that they signed falsely? They're not making themselves Rasha'im, they're just making themselves not Chasidim. So the Gemara is trying to explain why Rameir holds that Edom are not believed to say Anusim Ayinu Machmas Defashay. So even if it's a Midas Chasidus, so what? Why would they not be believed to say they follow Midas Chasidus? Says the Rajba, "Bekivin de mesimim atzmam deloy kechasidim loy mehemne." That if they're making themselves not chasidim, they're not believed. V'hainu da hader lehu Rava. This is what Rava responds. Hashta ilu asul kaman lemluchi aminu zil chasimu v'chulu. Now that we could clear, what is the Rajba saying? Is the maskana that, since they're only making themselves not chasidim, they are believed? Or is it that they're not even, it's not even a lack of chasidus? In other words, the Havamina was that even though you don't have to give up your life not to sign falsely, but it is considered saintly practice not to sign falsely. What's the answer? Is the answer, even though it's considered saintly practice not to sign falsely, they're believed because they're not making themselves Rasha'im? Or is the answer, it's not even saintly practice to give up your life? It seems like the former. In other words, yes, granted, it would be saintly practice to give up your life, because Rava's din, you're only required to give up your life for three things, but you're allowed to give up your life for something else. So since you're allowed to, they're not making themselves Rasha'im, they're only making themselves not Chasidim. But I don't think the latter. In other words, we're not denying the fact that perhaps it would be better to give up your life. Now, the Rajba then says, V'yesh mefarshim, the Rav Chizda midina kamer. Some say that Rav Chisda is saying midin, namely, Yahargu v'al yachzmu sheker, be killed and don't sign falsely. Midatanya b'toisefta shloisha dvarim oim divznei pikuach nefesh ve'iluhein avaydazar gilavaz ha'shvichas damim. Rav Meir oimer af ha'godol. Af ha'goizel. Rav Meir says, you gotta give up your life not to steal. You hear this? Rav Meir holds, stealing you gotta give up your life. So in that case, Edim have to give up their life not to sign falsely. V'chiyahadr le'rava, and when Rava responds, hashta ilu asu lekaman, lav l'savre drameir kamer. Rava's not saying that if the Edim would come to us, we would tell them to sign. He's not going l'shitasa drameir. Dila didei halay amrino luzi l'chasim. According to Rameir, we wouldn't tell them to sign. Elahachi kamer leho. Like, this is what we're saying. Rava is not saying that we would tell them to give up their life, that we would tell them to sign. No, we acknowledge that Rav Meir's shita is you have to give up your life. It's just we're saying we don't hold like Rav Meir. We hold ela shloisha ela bovad. And so you'll say, but maybe they go like Rav Meir. This is Rav Meir. Why does Rav Meir hold that they're not believed? Meaning like this. The first pshat of the Rashba is that there's a Midas Chasidus to give up their life. And the Havamina of the Gemara is that merely rendering themselves not Chasidim is a violation of Ein Adam Esam Atzmei Rasha. And the answer is no. That we do believe Edim to say they didn't fulfill Midas Chasidus. But another way to learn the Gemara is Rav Chisda was saying, Taka, Rav Meir is of the opinion you have to give up your life, not to steal. And the Gemara's answer is, I know that according to Meir you have to give up your life. But what we mean to say, we hold you don't have to give up your life. And maybe they went to ask, the Edim asked the Shaila in a Bezdin that holds like the Rabbanan, and that Bezdin paskind, Lemichtam v'al yarogu, that they should sign and not get killed. In other words, what Rava's kasha is, why are Edim Musa Nusan Hayinam Achlan Sasha not believed? They should be believed. Aye, but according to a mayor, they're not. They violated the halacha. No, maybe they went to ask a court, and the court instructed them to follow the chachamim. The Einoi Mechuvar, the Rashba says this is not clear. The Rav Chisda time of the Rav Meir come afarish, because Rav Chisda is very correctly explaining the rationale of Rav Meir. Ula didei according to Rav Meir, hasfirule Rav Meir holds the majvu navshayu baharashi that they render themselves rishayim. Umay kama hadir le Rava. So what's Rava's answer? Dilma asu kame bezin darilu lahatera. What would Rava be saying? Maybe they went to a bezin that told them they're allowed to sign. For Rav Meir lechayish lahachi. Rav Meir is not concerned for this. The language of the Gemara is not mashma, then the shita of Rav Meir, there's taka, chiyuv, to give up your life. Therefore, the Rashba is more inclined to say like his first pshat, namely, the havamina of the Gemara is that rendering yourself not a chassid is a violation of Ein Adam Esam Atzmei Rasha. And the answer of the Gemara, listen carefully, is not that it's not even a lack of chasidus to sign falsely. The Gemara's answer is, it is a lack of chasidus not to sign falsely. But if someone says they didn't fulfill milsa de chasidus, that is not considered ein adam mesim atzmai rasha. So it seems like from the Rashba, the havamina of the Gemara is that anyone who extracts themselves from someone who's not following Milsa de Chasidus is a Rasha. And the answer of the Gemara falls off of that. And that is, namely, according to the letter of the law, you're not required to give up your life. So if somebody says, I didn't give up the life, they're not making themselves a Rasha. I mean, according to the Rashba, the Havamina Maskana is, what is the geder of Mesim Atzmai Rasha? The Havamina is, even if you say you're not a chassid, And the answer is no, that's only if you say you're violating the baseline halacha. In the Daf HaShavua booklet, they quote a tshuva in the Noida B'Yehuda that I had a meeting this morning, so I could not find it. That the Noida B'Yehuda learns the maskana of the Gemara is that the reason why this is not a violation of Ein Adam Meisa Matzei Rasha is the din is you're supposed to violate. However, if the halacha would be you're supposed to get killed, then you would be making yourself a rasha. In other words, the Noid Yehuda understands. What's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer is you're not mechuyev to give up your life. And let's say you were mechuyev to give up your life. What would you say then? Then that's a violation of Ein Adam Meisa Matzei Rasha. Really? Says the Noida B'Yehuda, what's the halacha if a person is required to give up? Let's say somebody comes to Reuven and says, Reuven, bow down to Avodah Zarah or I'm going to kill you. And Reuven says, you know what? I don't want to get killed. I want to save my life. And Reuven bows down to Avodah Zarah. What's the halacha? Is he a Rasha? Is he pasul eidos? If Reuven bows down to Avodah Zarah in a situation where he was supposed to give up his life, is Reuven pasul eidos? The Noida B'Yehuda says it's a beferish halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezra Siman Yud Zayin Sivvav. He's considered an oines. You hear? The Rambam paskins that if the halacha is yehoreg v'al yavar, and somebody did not follow that halacha and he was not yehoreg v'al yavar, the halacha is he's not considered an oivid Avodah Zarah. Because he did it ba'oinus. He's only violating lo'isachalu Hashem kachi. It was a chilul Hashem. It was only a stam, a lav. And in order to be a rasha, you need to be pasul le'edos. So says the Noida B'Yehuda, the answer of the Gemara is that you're not mechuyev to give up your life. But if you were mechuyev to give up your life, the Gemara is mashma. That would be a violation of Yehareg V'al Yavar. That would be a violation of Mesem Atzmai Rasha. To which the Noida B'Yehuda asks, no, you're not being Mesem Atzmai Rasha. How are you being Mesem Atzmai Rasha? You're not a Rasha. If somebody violated one of the cardinal sins under duress, they're not a Rasha. They're not Pasul Eidos. The Noida B'Yehuda seems to be gripping. Careful, listen carefully. The Rajba learns, the Gemara and the Havamina held, even if you're not a Chassid, you're a Rasha. That's Mesa Matzmai Rasha. The answer is not fulfilling Milsa the Chasidus is not being Mesa Matzmai Rasha. But the Noida B'Yehuda seems to hold that if you're not Pasul Le'idus, even if you're not fulfilling Halacha, that's not considered Mesa Matzmai Rasha.
And Anu Simach Mas Mamai, are you making yourself a Rasha?
Well, we saw in the Gemara that Anusim Machmas Mamayin, definitely you are Mesim Atzmai Rasha. So the question is, would you be Pasul Le'idos, right? If you were Anusim Machmas Mamayin, it sounds like, according to the Noida B'Yehuda, you definitely would be Pasul Le'idos, because his Gedar of Mesim Atzmai Rasha is any time you're Pasul Le'idos. The Ksoy Sachoshin and Simon Laman Hesav Kadandad writes, the Geder of a Rasha is not relevant to being Pasul Le'idos. Anyone who says they did an Avera is being Mesim Atzmai Rasha. Again, from the Rajba that we read to start off, the Rajba held that in the Havamina of the Gemara, even not fulfilling most of the Chasidus makes you a Rasha. The Gemara's answer is no. But l'chayra, any lav would render you a rasha. Now Yehuda feels that's only if you're pasul eidos. Okay, Rabbi Isai, I'm going to wish you a good day. Okay, bracha v'atzlacha, kol tov.
You've just just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.